With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says the ball is clearly in the Democrats' court. It's up to them, he says, Senate Democrats, to avert a looming government shutdown.
Ahead of tonight's midnight deadline to pass a funding bill, the president began casting blame on Democrats for any potential disruptions in federal services.
If it shuts down, it's not the Republicans' fault.
Republicans need several Democrats to pass House legislation that would keep the government funded through the end of September. Yesterday, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer said he was unwilling to risk a shutdown and said he would support the bill. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A couple of federal judges tell the Trump administration it crossed the line with its firing of thousands of government probationary workers. One of the judges is ordering a half dozen agencies to rehire the fired employees. The administration says there will be an appeal. The chronically financially troubled U.S. Post Office says it's on board with the DOGE agenda.
According to a letter sent to congressional members, the Postal Service plans to cut 10,000 workers and billions of dollars from its budget. The plan calls for DOGE to assist USPS with addressing, quote, big problems at the $78 billion a year agency. USPS says mismanagement of its retirement assets and workers' compensation program, along with regulatory requirements, have restricted, quote, normal business practice. USPS currently employs about 640,000 workers. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, chaos aboard an American Airlines plane had to make an emergency landing yesterday in Denver. After the jet landed, an engine burst into flames, prompting emergency evacuations. A dozen people to the hospital suffering minor injuries. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 278 points. This is SRN News. It's a victory for religious freedom on America's college campuses.
The University System of New Hampshire has agreed to stop censoring articles in the student newspaper because the author refuses to list his, quote, preferred pronouns in his byline. Liberty Counsel represented the student and is praising school officials for their decision. A statement from the legal group says, quote, the First Amendment guarantees a right to express or not to express according to his or her religious beliefs and political values. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations is expressing concern about religious freedom in Kyrgyzstan. A panel of UN experts is back from a trip to the country and warns that the government of Kyrgyzstan has introduced legislation that restricts freedom of religion or belief in a matter incompatible with its legal obligations. The new laws would limit how and where Christians can worship and levy large fines on any church that holds a gathering without first notifying the central government. This is SRN News. It was a frightening time for some residents of a Colorado assisted living center.
10 people were taken to hospitals after fire officials believe a power line was accidentally struck during construction work, causing an explosion and fire at the Eastern Star Masonic Retirement Campus in Denver. The Denver Fire Department says fire officials were able to bring Wednesday's blaze under control. Resident Barbara Hinchy tells KUSA-TV she was sitting in her chair when a blast shook the room, and she says she felt the boom. A total of 87 people were displaced. The American Red Cross of Colorado says all the residents who were not taken to the hospital have been picked up by family members or moved into temporary housing. I'm Donna Warder.
Forecasters warn that more than 100 million Americans are in the path of a massive March storm expected to kick into high gear starting today. More details, SRNnews.com.